I'm sure you already saw here, each one of these sugyas probably could take the full two weeks. But being that this is a two-week program, what we're going to try to do is, to the best of our ability, in the shiurim, deal with the main ideas of what you prepared. Hopefully, you saw already the main ideas. Thought through the main ideas that we're going to discuss, and in the midst of Shabbat tomorrow, we're moving over to the next sugya. Okay, here we go. So you all saw, I'm sure everyone has seen already Rashi in the Mishnah. So Rashi in the Mishnah, as you saw, paskins like our Mishnah, which was, as we're going to see in the next 2 weeks, is not so simple. Not everyone paskins like our Mishnah. Paskin like our Mishnah that the earliest time for Kriya Shema is Seis HaKochavim. Okay? And that's Rashi's assumption. And therefore, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Ad Sof, in the middle, he then asks the following question. Im Kein, Lama Korin Oso Beis HaKnesset? If that's the case, then how come we say Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesset? Right? Obviously, Rashi... We realize that Rashi has had before him the same minhagim that we have today of people saying Kriya Shema at an early minyan, maybe after plag, for sure after shkia. So how could it be? How could it be that Kriya Shema is being said in the Beis HaKnesset? So he quotes the Yushalmi, as you all saw the Yushalmi as well. It's Mar Makom 5. And he says, "Kedei la'amod b'tzvilah b'toch divrei Torah." That ain't a chinami. You're not yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Okay, Kriya Shema. When you're davening early before Seis HaKochavim, but you're saying it in order to go into tzvilah b'toch divrei Torah. That's what he says. This is v'hachi tanya b'braisa b'rifbrachas Yerushalmi. I think you saw in Mar Makom 5. So there, then he says. He says, therefore, it is an obligation for all of us then, okay, whoever davens early, it says Kriya Shema early, to say Kriya Shema again later at night. And then he says something wild. He says, And he says that as long as you say your Kriya Shema al Amita, the Parsha Rishona, you're good, you'll be okay. Your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So from this Rashi, there are, okay, three major implications, okay, and that is, number one, we said already, that you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, okay, if you say it before Seis HaKochavim, like the pashtus of our Mishnah. That Tosfos is going to disagree with, and we're going to deal with that at a later time. Then, from the second part of Rashi, when he says you could be yotze with Kriya Shema Alamita, he implies now another three things, and that is that number one is you don't need more than Parsha Rishona to be yotze the mitzvah. That's number one. That's clear, right? Number two, you don't need what? You don't need Birchas Kriya Shema. Because Pashas, he's saying it, you're being Yotze Kriya Shema Daraisa with the Kriya Shema Alamita. No one says Birchas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Alamita. Okay? And three, also obviously you don't need Smichas Gula Latvila. Okay? You don't need Smichas Gula Latvila to be Yotze, okay, your mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you don't need. Not only don't you need it to be Yotze and Mrs. Kriya Shema, your pashas don't need it. You don't need it. If you assume Smichas Gula Tzvila, as the Gemara later on assumes, means you're saying Kriya Shema, and with your Kriya Shema and its brachos, you're going into what? You're going into Shmona Esrei. You don't have that here, because you're doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema afterwards. So the truth is, you saw Tosos attacks all three of these issues. Right? That where are the other two parshios? That's his first kasha. Okay? His second kasha is, where's the Birchas Kriya Shema? His fourth kasha is, what about Smichas Gula Tzvila? And he has a third kasha, okay, which we're not going to deal with right now. Okay? The fourth kasha on where is the Smichas Gula Tzvila, that's tomorrow night's shir, right? Sugya Beis, the issue of Smichas Gula Tzvila. Today we're going to focus on the first two attacks on Rashi from Tosfos. Number one is, where in the world are the other two parshios of Kriya Shema? Right? What happened to them? You're being yotzei with one parsha Kriya Shema afterwards. That's going to be a small part of today's shir. The major part of today's shir is going to be the second attack of Tosfos in what happened to the Birchas Kriya Shema. Don't you need Birchas Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema? What happened to them? Okay, so let's deal with the first kasha first. And that is, what happened, okay, to the other two parshios? Why don't you have to repeat the other two parshios? In fact, if you saw Rabbeinu Yonah, who basically goes with Rashi in many ways, says that what you should do is, you should really say at least two parshios of Kriya Shema, maybe three later on. Shouldn't rely on Kriya Shema Alamita. So you see that even if you hold like Rashi, okay, that you could go ahead and say the Birchas Kriya Shema before, etc., etc., you know, you could still say all the three parshios later on. Rashi here is saying, nah, don't worry about that. Just say the first parsha of Kriya Shema and don't worry about saying the other two parshios. Very strange. So the Rajva, that's Maron Makom 4, deals with this. And he says, Uma, look at Rajva, Maron Makom 4 on the bottom. Okay? So he says, Uma She'ein Anu Korin Ela Parsha Rishona Mipnei Shehi Shel Torah Aval Shel Divrayim Kevan Shekaru V'Leisak Neses Lo chivu od lachzor velikros. Okay, so the Rajva says, and listen, only the first parsha of Kriya Shema, this is a sugya later on in the second parak. Only the first parsha of Kriya Shema, according to Rashi, is Doraisa. So therefore, the fact that you already said it already in Shul beforehand, they weren't mechayiv you to say it again. So what's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? So you could say the machlokas is, you know, there's a big machlokas. You know, how many parshios of Kriya Shema is min haTorah? Right? In fact, there are many Rishonim that say the first pasuk, right? Other Rishonim say the first parsha. There are some, not 100% clear, but there are some that say, okay, two parshios, and even three parshios. Someone says that it's a Rambam. So that could be the issue, and end of story. However, that's a little difficult to say here. Number one is, you know, I don't think you want to necessarily be told it on that, especially since Rov Rishonim, hold that Kriya Shema Doraisa is either the first Pasuk or the first Parsha. First Pasuk or the first Parsha. And if you zero in on Rashi, and you think about it a little bit, you'll see, if you thought about it, Rashi really is not so pashut, even if you assume that Kriya Shema, right, the other two parshios are derabbanan, and only the first parsha is d'oraisa. Not so clear, let's think it through. Let's say you say Kriya Shema is derabbanan. The Kriya Shema, the second two parshios of the Rabbanan. So why should it be okay before Seis HaKolchav? Kriya Shema Doraisa is after Seis HaKolchav, right? The Rabbanan should be Kain Doraisa. I go, well, what's going on in Rashi? The truth is some Rishon, some Achronim want to say in Rashi, the Pshat is that since it's the Rabbanan and Rashi, Pashas is talking Bein HaShemashos after Shkia, so since it's the Rabbanon, so Suffolk the Rabbanon Lakula, you hear? Beit HaShemah shows the Suffolk period. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. That's the after Shkia. So on a Doraisin, if Suffolk Doraisin Lachumra. But the Rabbanon, Suffolk the Rabbanon, Suffolk the Rabbanon is Lakula. So therefore, you know, Lo Chivu, you don't have to go ahead and make him, you don't have to go ahead and make him repeat it. Lo Chivu. That's making an assumption that Rashi's only talking after Shkia. Right? And that's not so simple. That's not so simple that Rashi's not, he's not saying Dafki after Shkia. And we will see, you know, the Reed discusses maybe it's Dafki after Shkia. But you know, Tom says it could be that they were davening after Klaga Mincha. So to say that, and also to say that it's Bein HaShmashos, and that's the reason, and Rashi doesn't even say anything about that, it's a little strange. And then why wouldn't Tosos agree with this? Unless he actually held that it was Doraisa. So you say it's a Shailen Bein HaShmashos, how do you do Bein HaShmashos? It's a little difficult. So the truth is that this is what I think is Pshat, and I think it's going to develop into the next part of the sugya as well. That Rashi quotes here the Yushalmi, it says, what was the whole reason for saying Kriya Shema Bechlal in the Beis HaKnesses? If you're saying Kriya Shema Doraisa later. So he says, Kedei La'amod, okay, Kedei La'amod, Tefillah B'Divrei Torah. Okay, in order to go into Tefillah with Divrei Torah. That's the Yushalmi, correct? So if you think about it, what it's really saying is that the Chachamim wanted Kriya Shema. Right? Not so much the mitzvah, the orais of Kriya Shema, because that's, as you see, is meaningful in and of itself, but wanted Kriya Shema to be part of the Seder HaTfilah. Wanted Kriya Shema to be part of the Seder HaTfilah. So therefore, it's very mistaken to say that the Kriya Shema Derabbanan, the Kriya Shema Derabbanan institution, was an institution that took Kriya Shema and placed it in Tefillah as part of the Seder HaTefillah. And therefore it follows the Zmanim of Tefillah. The Kriya Shema Derabbanan is a mitzvah that is a chelek in Tefillah itself. Kedei la'amod b'Tefillah. The truth is, this is very appealing for another reason, this approach. The Achronim discussed the following problem, issue. There's a famous machlokas in the Rambam in the Gra, as to this halacha, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema l'mafreya, out of order. And there's a machlokas, the Rambam in the Gra, whether or not out of order means the psukim out of order, or what? Or even the parshios out of order. The Rambam holds, okay, that if you have the parshios out of order, you're not yotze. But you have it. The Gra holds that it's only the psukim, not the parshios. Yeah. So now, okay, that's a machlokas. Hiksava. Later on, we'll deal with it in Parak Sheni. With the Shev, you'll deal with it the whole year. Hold on one second. It's a machlokas whether Rav Freya, or the Messias, or even the Hezbollah. The machlokas is whether or not the evidence. Let's say you say Vahaya in Shamoa before Shema, whether you be yotze with the evidence or no, you have to repeat it. So the Rambam holds that you will be yotze, and the Gros says you won't. Okay. So the question now is, Rashi seems to be siding. Okay. With one shita here. Right? So you could say, Eina Chinami. He's siding with one shita because he's saying, what you're doing is you're saying the, which two parshios first? He's saying, Vahayim Shamoa and Vayayna, right? First. And he's saying, Shema, later on, Alamita. Right? So the Chari, he's taking sides, right? Lav Dafka. What? Not only that, okay, But watch this. But what's the pshat? Why are you doing that? Because l'chari, that's also part of the Kriya Shema Dirabbanan. At the Kriya Shema, what you're really saying is, you're right. Reb Lauren is right. That what you're doing is a whole new Kriya Shema Dirabbanan. That's not only those two parshios. It's all three parshios. Right? There's a Kriya Shema Dirabbanan that's being said conceptually as part of Tzvila. That was again two parshios of Bahayon Shamo and Bayomer, and you're sticking in Shema. What's it doing there? Because the pshat is, are you saying those three parshios as part of Seder HaTzvila? Now, normally, when you daven later on, after Seder Kolchavim, so you have it. You're taking care of everything. You're taking care of your mitzvah derabanan of Kriya Shema as part of Seder HaTzvila, and you're taking care of your Kriya Shema as mitzvah daraisa. Okay. But here, it's split. Now the question is, what does Tosus now hold? So Tosus, why didn't Tosus accept this? Sounds like a very beautiful idea, right? That Kriya Shema is, you know, especially after this beautiful Svara, makes a lot of sense out of the Yerushalmi. You have Kriya Shema Derabbanan. Why can't Tosus accept that? So obviously Tosus, what he holds is, he obviously views V'hayam Shamoa and V'yomer, the Kriya Shema Derabbanan, he obviously views that as an expansion of Kriya Shema Doraisa, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Doraisa. To explain it a little deeper, give it a little more of a conceptual, a conceptual base, what's the idea? What would be the idea of Tosos? The idea of Tosos would be that it's not a separate mitzvah of Kriya Shema that's now been instituted into what? Into Tefillah. But rather, the idea of this mitzvah derabbanan is gufa to say the mitzvah d'oraisa, the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kabbalas Olmach Ushamayim in the context of the other parshios. Because the mitzvah derabbanan, okay, is saying that we demand that the mitzvah d'oraisa has us, the other two parshios, around it, creating context for Kabbalah Tzol Mechus Shemayim. And it's beautiful in the Gemara later on. As you all know, the Gemara later on talks about that what? That the first parsha is Kabbalah Tzol Mechus Shemayim. The second parsha, right, is Kabbalah Tzol Mitzvahs. Okay? And it says, why were you mocked in Kabbalah Tzol Mechus Shemayim, right? Why were you mocked in Parsha Rishon, Parsha Shniyah? So the idea is to create, the idea would be that the Chachamim wanted to create a context for Kabbalah Tzol Mechus Shemayim. In fact, when we get to the next sugya, we'll see that it might even be that the whole concept of Ga'al Yisrael, of Smichas Gul Tfila, and then saying Shmona Esrei right afterwards, that also might be a concept of adding context to the mitzvah of Kabbalah Soma Kushumayim. So what we're coming out with is as follows, just to sum it up. So I want to make sure we get to the main part of the shiur. Okay? Let's sum up what we said so far. That we have here a machlokes, a basic machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos, as you're going to see later on, does not go with this whole version of Rashi, of Kidei La'amod, the Tfila. He has a different understanding of the Yerushalmi at the end of Tosfos. And he holds that the mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Kriya Shema, is an expansion of the mitzvah d'oraisa. The idea being that the mitzvah d'oraisa should be in a context of not only Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, but the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, Zechiras Yisiyas Mitzrayim. The Gemara later on talks about, you know, Lilmod, Lilamed, Lasos, the whole context of all of the different parshios should, okay, and is required for the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and that is the Dirabbanan Kriya Shema, and therefore Tosfos says, how can you only say Kriya Shema Alamita and fulfill your command of Kriya Shema? You have the other parshios, even if it is the Rabbanan, that have to be said later at night. Because the demand is to say that along with the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. Okay? Masha Enkein, what Rashi holds is, no, that there's a Kriya Shema, D'Rabbanan, which on a philosophical level Rashi could even agree with, Tosfos. But when all is said and done, how was it instituted? It was instituted and created as part of the Seder HaTzvila. This idea we're going to see again soon enough. As part of Seder HaTzvila, to say three parshios, not only the parsha of Olmach Lushamayim, part of the Seder HaTzvila to go into Shemona Esrei, with the other Birchas Kriya Shema, is to have not only Kabbalah Olmach Lushamayim, but Kabbalah Ol Mitzvahs, Zechiyah Ziv Yisrayim, Smichas Gula Tzvila. That's the whole Seder HaTzvila, that is the Kriya Shema of the Rabbanan, that you already took care of Bizmanei Tzvila. The only thing you have to do later on, according to Rashi, is fulfill that mitzvah, the oraisa of Kriya Shema, and that is totally on the Zman Kriya Shema, which is a Tzitzel Kol Chazon. Adkan, yeah.
Isn't
it
a Takana, though, to do it at night? In other words,
the
Takana is to read Kriya Shema twice a day, morning and night. So even if it's a Takana, if you're doing it before night, you have to do it. It's not just to do it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night.
Who said that night, okay, for the Kriya Shema Rabbanan, was formulated by the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa night. But once they instituted, it's obvious he's saying that. It was instituted with the Zmanei Tzvila. That's nothing else to say. It's just straight up right here.
Yeah.
What?
That's replied to Kriya Shema during the day too.
We'll discuss that. Yeah. We'll see. We're gonna get to Kriya Shema by then. We gotta go slow. Okay, now let's move over to the next. Let's move over to the next kasha. So the next kasha, okay, is heavy duty for all of you who've already seen what's going on here. And that is, where is the Birchas Kriya Shema for the Kriya Shema Alamita? And if you saw the Tshuvas HaRashba, when he asks the kasha, is even more powerful. The Tshuvas HaRashba in Maror Makom 6 says, how are you saying Birchas Kriya Shema earlier, before the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? It's Bal Tisa, Lo Tisa, Bracha Levatola. How can you do it? How can you say Birchas Kriya Shema, which is the Lechora, the Birchas, the assumption here is the Birchas HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema? How can you go ahead and say that earlier before you're doing the mitzvah? The Bracha Levatola. Over Lo Sisa. Might be Lo Sisa, maybe not Torah. It's a separate sugya. Okay? So now, the Rashba comes and says the following. If you look at the Rashba, look at the last line in his tshuva. He says, in the last line on page 1, he says, the brachos of Kriya Shema einan brachos shel Kriya Shema mamish kebirchas haTorah ukebirchas haMitzvos. Next page. Shem Kain Hayalamu Levarech Likro Eshma Kimo Shemivarchin Al Kriyas HaTorah the Al Kriyas HaMegillah. So he says that this is not like Birchas HaMitzvahs, like you have by Kriyas HaTorah, like you have by Kriyas HaMegillah, but rather, okay. And if that was the case, he says, you should have made a bracha. Asher kiddushanu mitzvah v'tzibanu, right? L'kroas shema. And look what he says, next line. Ela birchosein, okay? She niskenu b'fnei atzma. The brachos were established, were instituted separately, distinctly from Kriya Shema, meaning pashtus, that I thank Beinish Ginsburg, where he told me over the Beis Yosef, who says it beferish, quoting the Rashba. It's Simen Mem Vav, right? Simen Mem Vav Beis Yosef. where he says the pashtus of the Rashba. Pashtus of the Rashba is simple. That this is a separate, distinct Birchas HaShevach. Birchas HaShevach, for example, Mariv Aravim deals with the Metzias of Or and Choshech and Avos Olam, okay, and Avaraba. These are brachos that are Birchas HaShevach of Limud HaTorah, or Yivam Yisrael, whatever you want to say. But they were significant brachos in and of themselves. Okay? And by the way, this goes very nicely with what we've been saying all along, up until now, in the Rashba and Rashi. Okay? Then namely, so then what happened? What happened was, these brachos obviously have a relationship to Kriya Shema, Limud HaTorah, Olam HaBa Yisrael, Tefillah. They all have a relationship to Tefillah. So as part of Seder HaTefillah, they establish brachos before Kriya Shema, after Kriya Shema, going into Tefillah, as part of Seder HaTefillah. Now, if you tie it to me, the Rashba doesn't use the word Tefillah itself, Tefillah per se. So first of all, if you look at the last line of the Rashba, and the Grub picks up on this, he talks about Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning. And he explains the Gemara later on, what happens if you forget Shema, okay, and it's past the Zman, but you're still in Zman Tefillah. So he says you can still say Birchas Kriya Shema. What's the Pshat? And the Gra says, okay, still say it until when? Look at the Gra. Mar Mako Mate. The brachos lo shaychi the Kriya Shema, kemo shekasav HaRashba, v'harehem kemo lat, tefillah, u'lefichach dinam kemo tefillah, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and the Gra paskins, right? And the Gra explains it, that you can only do it up to the Zman of Tefillah. Now, as a machlokis, what does Zman of Tefillah is? They're going with, it's until the fourth, until you know, the fourth hour, okay? That's totally on a different shayla of how do you view Zman Tefillah, okay, till the fourth hour, with the Eved till Chatzos. But the point is, you have until the end of Zman Tefillah to say these Birchas of Kriya Shema. These Birchas of Kriya Shema, which are really independent Birchas HaShevach, that also have been instituted as part of the Seder HaTefillah of Kriya Shema Tefillah, as we already established in the first part of this year. A beautiful Lishitas. The only thing that remains, according to this Rashi and Rashba Mahalach, is where in the world is what? Anyone? What? Where in the world is the Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema? If the brachos are merely brachos of Shevach, part of the Tefillah and the Seder HaTefillah that happen to, you know, have commonality with Shema, might be commentary on Shema, prelude to Shema, but they're not Birchas HaMitzvah, they're pure Birchas HaShevach, they're not even connected up to Bizmanim. So, where's the Birchas HaMitzvah? So, what?
All the examples
that
we're
going to
bring
are
the Rabbanim.
The what?
Say
this again?
All the Rabbanim, Kriyas Megillah and Kriyas Torah. Is there anything to write so where
you
say
Birchas
Mitzvah is
all the way in Kriya? Oh, Kriya? Shira Solomon, if it's the Raisa. Okay, that's the seventh of my focus. Okay? Yeah.
The first Pasuk.
What?
The first Pasuk has everything that the Rabbanim
has. What first Pasuk? Oh, well, that's, you saw the Avud Raham? Oh, correct. So the Avud Raham, now, the Avud Raham says something that, you know, if I said it and you said it, I'd say to you, you're speculating your head off. Okay? But, Avud Raham was a Rishon. He was a Rishon that lived in the 1300s, 14th century, a Rishon. Before the Shulchan Aruch, time around, lived around the time of the tour, so he's a Rishon. So, if a Rishon says it, we're in good shape. And what does he say? Exactly as Rabbi Weinblatt. Okay, Rabbi Weinblatt said. And we have to analyze it a little bit. He says, V'atam she'im v'varchin, baruch atah shab yomecha mashak yashom v'shom 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 מפני שאינן הברכות כולם הוא לקבל עול מלכות שמיים עלינו. The whole idea, okay, right, of birchas ha-mitzvahs and brachos in general, he says, is to, before you go ahead, before you do a mitzvah, before you engage in the hanah, you eat, you smell something nice, or before you even give Shabbat, or when you're giving Shabbat and all God to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to say a bracha. You have to say a bracha. You kabel ol malchus shamayim. And that's what the bracha is. And he goes and say, that's the whole pshat, okay, in Shem and Malchus. I hope Ido is listening here for bracha Rishona, a new nuance in bracha, in Shem and Malchus. So Shem and Malchus, the Avudraham says, is a requirement. What's the idea of this requirement? Because that's the gut. You need a Shem and Malchus in every bracha. What's the yesod? The yesod is the birchas hamitzvahs. Brachos in general is really a formalized, okay, the rabbanon of kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. And what it's saying is, let's understand the idea. The idea is that anytime you engage in these activities, any of all activities, mitzvahs, hanas, all shabbat, what you have to do is you have to go ahead and connect it to and fuse it with, create the context and the appreciation. It was formalized by a bracha that you're doing all these activities, okay, in the context of kavolas ol malchus shamayim, and that was formalized by a bracha. So that every time you do a mitzvah, there's kabbalas ol malchus shamayim attached to it. Every time you eat, there's kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. What does that mean? It means every time you eat, you're affirming that Hashem is only is one. We're dependent upon Him. Okay, we're beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every time you eat, every time you do a mitzvah, every time you give Shabbat, that understanding has to be there. Okay. So comes the Avudraham and he says, so there's no need by Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the ultimate in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It has whatever the bracha has and more. Right? You know, in bracha you have to get the sheets that the Rav was handing out last year, and Hashem means one. It all has all these, Malchus. Shema, that's it. Shema is Malchus, as he goes on to say. That's in Malchus. Bali Tfil of Musa, Ben Shema Yisrael is part of Malchus. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So that's the idea. There's Malchus and Shema. There's Kabbalah, all Malchus Shemayim. Hashem is one. You're affirming Kabbalah. So there's no need at all for Birchas HaMitzvah. The whole need dissipates because this formalized bracha of Kabbalah, all Malchus Shemayim is totally unnecessary according to the Avudah. Now, what's fascinating about Avudraham, and that's why I said, if it was one of us who said it, you could have argued and said, yeah, that's great. That might all be, the Tamei HaMitzvahs of it. But once it was formalized, and you need it for every mitzvah, the Chayri should have to say it anyway. What's fascinating about the Avudraham is he's saying no. He's actually saying that this formalized bracha is obviously only necessary because there's a vacuum, and they want to assure the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And if it's there, then it's unnecessary. So it's huge chiddush. Anyway, but
over. He's also willing to compromise. He's willing to live without that too.
Well, you don't have the bracha, so you don't need it. You don't have the bracha. It's unnecessary. You don't have it. It's all there. It's all there. You have it in it. You have bracha in it, according to him. Let's go right there. So now, that's Adkan Shitas Rashi. Now we're going to move over to a slew of other shittas that basically shift out of Rashi. Okay? And they all, the next three shittas that we see, okay, are all going to hold that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah requirement. And as I said before, because even if they agree with the Abu Braham, okay, in terms of, you know, the idea, hey, they might not agree. They might say, as we said last year in the Mechamta Shel Torah, two other ideas in Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah might be a matir. It might be something to ask permission to do a mitzvah. Or it might be an idea of a prelude, of an introduction to, you know, you can't just go and enter, you know, straight up. You need preparation. So there could be other ideas. But even if he agrees with the Abu Raham that it's based on Kabbalah Zol Machlo Shemayim, it was formalized. So you need a Birchas HaMitzvah. So where is it? Where is it and what happened to it? So the Ramban, Maramakom 11, this is also, I'm skipping the Rambam for now because we're running out of time. It's past just the Rambam Shita as well, but it's explicit in the Ramban. And the Ramban holds, okay? And he's discussing the following halacha that we all know about. Okay, that, you know, we know that we don't say Kel Melech Ne'eman before Kriya Shema, when we're saying Kriya Shema with its brachos. Okay? Try not to do that. Okay? So, what's the pshat? Why don't we do that? So the truth is, the Ramban discusses how people used to go ahead and do that. Some people still do that, I think, maybe some don't. When you're davening by yourself, I heard that some people that still say Kel Melech Ne'eman to take away Hashem Elokeichem Emes. But the Ramban has great difficulty with saying Kel Melech Ne'eman. What's the problem? So he says explicitly, the problem with saying Kel Melech Ne'eman after the Birchas Kriya Shema is that it's going to be a hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And he can't say any more explicit than the Ramban, four lines from the bottom. He says, Ubirchas avas olam, birchas hamitzvah, lechovas kriya shel shema. Straight up. He said it's the birchas hamitzvah, lechova of kriya shel shema. Okay, that's the Ramban shita. Now, I'm sure everyone's thinking, okay, you know, and here we don't have an Abu Draham to give us a, you know, to bail us out. So why in the world doesn't he just say a bracha, a regular bracha, as the Rajma said? And even the Ramban, when he's trying to bring a raya, that this is a good bracha for mitzvahs, and he brings a raya from the fact that, wow, that we see that you could be yotzei your birchas hamitzvah of birchas haTorah also with avaraba avasolam. So, not a great raya, because all that's really saying is that you can, okay, you could be yotzei, you can fulfill it by kriyas haTorah. But by kriyas haTorah, we still say a regular birchas haTorah, not kriyas haTorah. By Lima Torah, we still say a regular law, a regular Birchas HaTorah. It's just that if we haven't already said Abba, Abba, Rabba, so the idea is somehow, we're not going to get into it, somehow we'll satisfy the Birchas HaMitzvah of Lima HaTorah. But by Kriya Shema, there is no takan, there is no regular bracha. So why in the world are we misaking this way, L'chatchila? He doesn't tell us. I didn't find any Rishon telling us. And I definitely did my own, you know, speculations, similar to the Abu Draham and things like that. But let's hold off on that. We're going to come back to it. But that's a kasha, yeah. According to the Ramban, if you're davening the Yechidus, yeah, it's a problem. According to the Ramban, it's a problem. There are others that are cholik. According to the Ramban, it's... What? I'm not pastoring now, you know, I'm not pastoring Lalacha right now, but according to the Ramban, for sure not. He's against. He's against, yeah. Okay? Okay. He says here when he was young, it bothered him, and I guess now he's a little older and he's expressing it. Anyway, weiter. No, he still might have been pretty young. I think he was like 14 or 16 when he wrote the Mochanas. So I don't know when he went to Chidushay Rambam. Before or after? Anyone know? Before or after? Anyway, so let's move weiter. So the Ramban says that this was a takana. This is the birchas hamitzvah of Kriya Shema. But if we're stuck with a problem, so why was it established that way? That's the birchas hamitzvah. Okay. You saw the Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't know if anyone saw the Rabbeinu. Anyone get to the Rabbeinu Yonah yet? Rabbeinu Yonah, Maror Makom 16:17. Well, anyway, the Rabbeinu Yonah, you'll get to look at it later, says something fascinating. He says, is an Aleph on the Aleph and an Aleph on the Beis. He first says like Rashi, on Aleph on the Aleph, he says like Rashi, that you go ahead and you say the Birchas Kriya Shema earlier in davening, before you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. But unlike Rashi, he says later on, like we said before, you say, you know, two parshios at least, maybe three. And what should you also say again? Avos Olam. That's what he says. You repeat Avos Olam. This is the Rabbeinu Yonah, Aleph Amud Beis. He says you go ahead and you repeat Avos Olam. Pli Atzuma. You said it once, and now you say it again. Look at the last two lines, wide lines on Aleph Amud Beis in the first paragraph. The wide says Va'omer. His two lines before that. He says Olaf Achos Ashtei Parshiyos Shebehen Olmachos Shemayim Ve'Ol Mitzvus. And then he says Va'omer Birchas Avas Olam Bilvad VeKorei Osa VeKavana Latzeis Yedei Chova Shel Kabal Olmachos Shemayim. Right? That's what he says. But he says you repeat Avos Olam. And you don't forget, you an Aleph Amud Aleph, he says the Farish. He says that you say Avos Olam beforehand.
So
right? He says, Mitoch divrei Torah v'yotei yidei kriyas abrachos. V'achar kach yishya b'vesa. So the question is, what's going on in Bnei Yonah? What is Avos Olam? Is it a birchas?
It's one of the
The what? So why do you say it then beforehand? What does that mean? So is it Birchas HaMitzvah part of the davening? According to the Ramban,
you're going to say that instead of saying Hashem Yisrael Mitzvah.
No, I understand. According to the Ramban, okay? What if according to the Ramban you said Ava Rabba without the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? What would you say? According to the Ramban?
Ramban could agree.
He could agree?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He says he can't even say Kelim Malach Naman. It's a hefsek.
No, because since Kriya
Shema
is a bracha, so you can't make a hefsek.
Right.
But if you already said it before, now you say Kriya Shema again, you're going to say it again.
No, but you're not going to be. It's not going to be a terrible thing.
Why?
What?
So
do it again. Do it again later. What's the worst? So you're saying the whole problem is because according to Ramban you're going to have to do it again later. Pashas and Ramban, it's a problem. What? Saying it's a bracha, saying it's tzricha. He's saying he'd say you have to say Avos Olam later on.
It's a little shmer.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that's not what he says. He says straight up that this is what the Ramban says. This is what it is. Uberchas Avos Olam, Berchas HaMitzvah Lechova Kriya Shel Shema.
Now, since Kriya Shema needs a bracha, so we're going to put it right before Kriya Shema.
So then why do you put it there when you don't have it?
Then why?
Why do you put it there when you don't have the mitzvah?
When you don't have the mitzvah?
Yeah. So you're saying he has both. Okay, oh, slow. Okay, you said that he has both. Okay, slow. Okay. So now. No, I understand. But again, would you agree with me? The Parshas HaRamban is that it's a birchas mitzvah in and of itself, and that you wouldn't repeat it. You don't think it's a chiddush that you say Avos Olam twice? That's not a chiddush to you. You say no. The Rabbeinu Yonah says it. The Parshas HaRamban agrees. We'll see in a second. Okay, as you saw, Rabbeinu Amram, okay, as well as the Meiri, they don't say it like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, as you saw, Rabbeinu Amram and the Meiri, they say no. They say as follows. They say, you say Ava Rabba, okay, normally, but if for whatever reason you weren't Yotze, Kriyashma, okay, Kriyashma, at that time when you said Ava Rabba, so when you say Kriyashma again, so why say what? Why say Avos Olam? Why say Avos Olam? Just go ahead and say what? Just go ahead and say a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher Kiddushanu B'Dosav V'Tzivanu. Okay? So what you have here is the little machlokas going on here between Rabbi Yedidya and myself. Okay? If you have the Google site, we can hack it out on the Google site. But I think the Pashtus, okay, because the Ramban does not talk about, you know, repeating Avos Olam, I think that's a big chiddush. The Pashtus of the Ramban, and by the way, you saw Rabbeinu Haigon. What does Rabbeinu Haigon say? Just to show you that it's not so simple. What does Rabbeinu Haigon say? Rabbeinu Haigon, Rabbi Didya, Rabbeinu Haigon says that if you can't say Kriya Shema with its brachos, what do you do? You say the brachos later. The Chora, so you see for sure, if not the Ramban, okay, the Chora, there are shittas that hold, okay, that you say the brachos later on, okay, the brachos later on is not part of, you know, regular flow into tefillah, okay, you say the brachos of Kriya Shema, okay, together with Kriya Shema later, and you don't say it. You would not say it. You can't say it earlier as part of the Seder HaTzvila. That's what Rabbeinu Haigon says. So Lanias Daiti, I'd assume, unless the Ramban told me, you could repeat it, and as he says, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's what it is. He holds that the Avos Olam is the Birchas HaMitzvah, period. So the question is, what are these three shittas? Okay, we have the Ramban. Let's just review the shittas. There's the Ramban, and I think also Rabbeinu Haigon. You can argue Rabbeinu Haigon, they might argue, there's an Orza Ruah that holds maybe two brachas is the Birchas HaMitzvah, only one bracha. But Pashtus HaRamban is that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, period. And Lechora, you would not be able to say Avos Olam unless it was Nisim. He says, the Lashon, Birchas Avos Olam, Birchas HaMitzvah, Lechovas Kriyashma. That's the Pashtus. It's for the Chovah of Kriyashma, period. That's what it was established for. Okay? The problem we had with that is, so why not the regular Nusach HaBracha? Then we had what? Then we had the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah who held that you could do Avos, say Avos, Ava Rabba, and Avos Olam is part of the Seder HaTzvila, as everything just said, but also repeat it again, as what? As a seeming Birchas HaMitzvah later when you're doing the Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay? Then you have who? You have the Rabbeinu Amram, brought down in the Rush, and in the Meiri, and they say no. If you do not say the mitzvah, do not say Ava Rabba with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, later when you say Kriya Shema, you actually say Asher Kiddushanu B'Dosav V'Tzivanu Al Kriya Shema. Okay. So the question is, what's going on? In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah, tying his on Rabbeinu Amram, where do you come with this Birchas HaMitzvah that we never saw anywhere in Shas? You going making up your own new brachas? Okay. I have 5 minutes. We'll hack it. We'll hack it after 5 minutes. Okay, 6 minutes. So listen. So the question is, just for now, just freeze the Ramban and make believe I'm only talking about the Meiri and Rabbeinu Yonah, and we can hack on the Ramban after. Okay. So the question is, what's going on here? The truth is, no matter what, even if you're just explaining Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the story here? Avas Olam is the Birchas is both. It's both. Sometimes it can be both Rabbeinu Amram, sometimes it's not both, right? And what's going on? So if you look at the Meiri, I think the Meiri hits it, and I think all the shittas are really going to come out of the Meiri. The Meiri, and that's why Baruch Hashem, I caught it. That's why I handed out the sheet, because the main part of the Meiri was left out of the packet. Okay, I was very proud of my packet, and there was a lot of gaiva. And then when I saw it, the main part of the shear was left out of the packet, it was a good lesson. Anyway, the Meiri says the following. The Meiri starts out by saying, look in the middle. In the middle of the Meiri says, Ela brachos elu ikron la'atzman niskenu. It was basically established independently. Rishona l'metzias hayom va'or. The first one, as we said, like in the Rashba, you know, l'metzias hayom va'or. V'shniya l'chiyiv wa, l'chiyiv Torah. El shalachar sheniskenu, yizdom l'fnei shma, v'yifkiyu, now look at this lashon. V'hifkiyu v'hem milavarech asher kiddushanu. The unbelievable lashon of the Meiri. He says that they had a, Chazal had a dilemma. Okay, Chazal had a dilemma here. The dilemma was that they wanted to go ahead, as we've been saying all along, they wanted to go ahead and be misader Birchas Kriya Shema together with Shema as part of the Seder HaTfilah. That everyone here, right, Rabbi Didier, we agree with, right, that Birchas Kriya Shema should be part of the Seder HaTfilah. But we have a problem. Where's the Birchas HaMitzvah? There's a clash. So you know what Chazal did? According to the Meiri, and according to Rabbeinu Amram Gaon, this is going to explain the Rabbeinu Amram Gaon, and this is how it's going to solve the kasha Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Amram Gaon. That what he's holding is that really, in principle, there should be a mitzvah, a birchas ha-mitzvah, of asher kidushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu. It's just that in the context of tefillah, Chazal issued an override. Hifkiyu, look what he says. Hifkiyu, Bahem Milavarek Asher Kedushanu. Umikol Makom, he says, Mishalo Yada Abrachos, the Yada Shema, that's the Yada Brachos Kriya Shema. But you know Shema? So you say before Kriya Shema, what do you say? Asher Kedushanu. And he goes on and he explains, this is exactly like what? This is exactly like, okay, the Tkios, that are the Tkios, Shofar, and the Brachos, Malchios, the Chronos, and Shofros. As the Baal HaMor as well says, that really there was no bracha like we say in the beginning of, you know, in the beginning of our tekiyos. The brachos, the birchas ha-mitzvah of shofar is really malchios, zichronos, and shofros. Okay? And he said, they had an issue. They wanted the tekiyos to be in the context of tefillah. So, they issued an override. But, when you say tekiyos, by himself, when you blow kiosk by himself, you say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah. So really, there's no kasha anymore between Amram and the Meiri, because what happens here is in the absence, okay, of this clash and override, the natural bracha is there. What they're holding is the natural bracha is really Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tivanu. But since there's a clash, so in Chazal wants to override it because they have some other greater desire here, so they overrode their Birchas HaMitzvah, Mufurish in the Meiri. So I want to suggest that both the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ramban, okay, although they argue on Rabbeinu Amram, they're also okay, dealing with this issue. There's no fancy Torah in the Ramban or Rabbeinu Yonah that Abbas, you know, Abba Rab and Abba Gol, that's really a better Birchas HaMitzvah. The pshat is that they also wanted to be part of Seder HaTfilah. They wanted to be, they were brachos that were niskenu lifnei atzman, it should be part of Seder HaTfilah, of Kriyashma and Tfilah. But they had a problem. Where's the Birchas HaMitzvah going to go? Where's the Birchas HaMitzvah? So the Ramban said, and that's why he compares it to Birchas HaTorah, you know what? There's a clash, but you know what we're going to do with this clash? We're going to not say it's an override, but we're going to say, since there are themes of Birchas HaMitzvah, as we already see from Birchas HaTorah, in Abba Rab and Abba Solom, Zed Gufa, what they did was they fused the Birchas HaShevach and Birchas HaMitzvah as a joint Birchas Shevach and Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore, what I think the Pshat in the Ramban is, that no matter what, like the Rabbeinu Haigon, you cannot say now Birchas, okay, Birchas Kriyashma without the mitzvahs, okay, without the mitzvah of Kriyashma. You have to do it. This Birchas Shevach, okay, has to be said with the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah hold? The Rabbeinu Yonah holds that they didn't create a joint bracha, birchas shevach, and birchas mitzvah, but rather what they did was they said, is a terminology my Rebbe always uses instead of joint, is a dual bracha here. It's like both exist within Abba Rabba. There's the aspect of shevach they established, and the Birchas HaMitzvah aspect. But the yisod of this is all coming back to the Meiri, that there was this clash, there was this desire of the Chachamim to go ahead and do what? To take Kriyashma, Birchas Kriyashma, and make it part of Seder HaTfilah, and therefore the Meiri holds there's an override of Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, or only Rabbeinu Yonah, what they hold is that the Abba Rabba and the Abba Se'olam, that either was a joint Birchas Shevach, Birchas Mitzvah, or a dual Birchas Shevach and Birchas Mitzvah. And the Ramban brings a raya that's possible from Birchas HaTorah. And it's no longer a kasha why they're doing it, because they're doing it because of this clash that the Meiri himself established. Adkan. We can hack after tomorrow if you want. Okay. Shkoyah. Tomorrow, Smichas Gula Tzvila. Shkoyah.